The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The evolutionary trade-off between becoming a bigger fighter or lover could lead to new species among dung beetle populations. Male beetles may not transform in the blink of an eye, but natural selection seems to have driven rapid evolution in the size of their fighting horns and the reproductive tools during a period of just 50 years in one newly studied case. You see, as horns get bigger, copulatory organs get smaller, or vice versa. Entomologists examined four geographically separate populations of a horned dung beetle species. They found that the relative investment made by each beetle population into horns and genitalia could differ by more than three times the average investment for the overall species. If beetles live in low-density environments where fighting is common, males with larger horns and smaller genitalia may find the most success in winning mates. But if fighting is less common, having larger genitalia at the expense of horn size may prove best. Such trade-offs between certain characteristics are an ancient and still poorly understood issue in biology.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.